So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. I hope you've enjoyed a lunch and had a chance to meet each other and chat a little bit, and maybe see look around a bit, connect with old friends. As some of you are just joining us, let me welcome again our entire audience to the Swiss Institute of Comparative Law, to to our event that we have co-sponsored with the SIGA on supply chain management. As I explained earlier, we are at the Institute, a federal entity dedicated to neutral and independent legal analysis to the federal administration, to cantons, courts, attorneys, and individuals. And we provide comparative analysis as well as single country foreign law avis on any area of law except actually intellectual property and tax issues. In the few moments, though, that we are not working on one of the questions that has come to us specifically, we also do some research. And often the research is connected to legal opinions that we have been working on or that have been finished and that we're just interested in. And sometimes it's just other areas of law that interests one of us. Now, currently, one of our areas of research is business and human rights more generally, and the basic structure of the international legal framework on business and human rights, as set out in the UN Guiding Principles on Business and Human Rights, is going to be set out in a little bit more detail by my colleague, Lucas Heckendorn-Urscheler, in just a moment. But as one aspect of the attempts to make businesses more accountable for their actions, and accountability, of course, is one of those words that we heard quite a few times this morning, as one of those aspects, we're also interested in the regulation of supply chains. And we've recently published a small study we did on gold supply chains. You can find it on our website. And supply chains are particularly sensitive for human rights law because although many of the violations of international human rights actually occurs outside but with the workers that are doing the actual production of a good, the ultimate consumer is very often in another jurisdiction, and the seller of that good might also be in another jurisdiction. So trying, as a legal matter, to ensure that there is accountability for the human rights aspects that are violated in one jurisdiction by the consumers or concerned individuals in another is quite a challenge for the legal systems of today, although there is a lot of work being done on it. Now, the links in the chain make it difficult because of legally separate entities. Now, the Institute has done a study on access to remedies, which sets out some of the problems of trying to actually enforce these rules. But as an aspect of the business angle of the business and human rights, we're also looking a little bit at sport federations, of which there are quite a few here in Lausanne, and that is one of the motivators of looking at them. But sport entities are particularly interesting as well. And this from a legal point of view, because although they are technically private entities and therefore potentially under the framework of business and human rights, some of them act, and I emphasize the some because not all federations are equal in this, some of them act in ways that are more public, more like states. And so it becomes a question of what types of governance rules need to apply to private entities that might be different from the types of governance rules that we want to use for states. So transparency, for example, accountability should be for all, stakeholder participation. How much of those essentially state-centered ideas of governance transfer well to private entities, and how do we use any of those types of rules to address entities that are sort of public and sort of private, like sport federations? So putting together these various interests led me to the conclusion that it would be a very interesting topic to have an engaged exchange with people who are actually in the field or in the various fields, as it were. And so we're looking at supply chains in sports. Now, I know there's a lot of activity out there on supply chains and mega sporting events, the World Cup issues, the Olympic issues. And like everything about mega sporting events, The supply chain challenges are huge. They are also much more visible than any of the other types of supply chain issues that other sporting events might incur. And so this, what about, I asked myself, what about the events that take place on a monthly basis or on a weekly basis or on the business of doing sport as a managing institution on a daily basis? So our afternoon program is really designed to introduce us, on the one hand, to the business and human rights framework. On another hand, to what has been done in terms of trying to get supply chain management installed in the mega sporting events, and then to move it down a level to the everyday. And what can we do, we in general speaking for the sporting industry and people who are interested in business and human rights, to try to get some sort of sporting or supply chain management, good governance guidelines on an everyday basis. Maybe we'll even come to the conclusion that we don't need guidelines for everyday types of activities, but maybe we do. And in that case, what are the general principles that can apply to all sporting federations, no matter what their size or their funding mechanisms? And where do we need to leave room for the individuality of it? So this afternoon, we will start with two introductory talks. The first one by my co-vice director of the legal section, Lucas Heckendorn. And he will set out, as I mentioned, the concept behind the UN guiding principles of business and human rights. He will be followed by Remy Friedman, a senior advisor of the business and human rights at the Swiss Federal Department of Foreign Affairs and a member of the multi-stakeholder process that has led to the creation of an independent center for sport and human rights. And that is based in Geneva. So both of them will be giving us these overviews. And their talks then will be followed by a coffee and a chance for questions and answers and then a coffee break. And then we will move on to a second set of speakers who will be looking at how national laws are actually taking up the interest in sport and sport regulation, including in supply chains, and then also a specific focus on how FIFA has taken up management of its own supply chains by somebody who's actually involved in these supply chain oversights. And finally, we'll have another discussion on that, and we will move to our final speaker, who will relate her experience with working with companies to actually implement mandatory supply chain management, and she will highlight for us where companies often get stuck or have difficulties in having real practical impacts. So, without further ado, I am going to hand the floor to Lucas Heckendorn, and I wish you all a very productive and fruitful afternoon discussion.